Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and TKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We are the number one radio show for mortgage and real estate. Got a great show lined up for you, kicking off the new year here, just into it. And, you know, the market remains very hot through the winter months and here into January 2021. Certainly no slowdown in terms of interest rates. Interest rates remain low. A lot of changes, obviously, politically. Really hasn't affected the markets too much. And so continues to be an amazing time to lock in a low rate, whether it be with a home purchase or refinance. So we, you know, continue to look at those and keep you posted on that. And if you've got questions anytime during the show, give us a call, 704-999-6646. Got a great show lined up for you today. We've got Todd Irwin, the owner of JPAR Properties Group, in studio with us to kind of talk about the market, talk about JPAR Properties Group, who they are. You may or may not have heard them. They're certainly one of the fastest growing real estate companies in the nation, I believe, Todd. And so we'll have you share that with us. Yeah, Todd, welcome to the show. Give us a quick background of JPAR and yourself.
Thanks, man. It's great to be here. We're very pleased and happy, and thanks so much for having us this morning, I guess is the best way to say it, Brandon.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been working together for a while now, and certainly you guys have really great things going on from a company standpoint, from an individual standpoint. So it's really been great for us to be getting to know you over the past number of months, and love what you guys are doing. So wanted our listeners to kind of get an understanding of that as well.
Yeah, we appreciate that. So JPAR Properties Group is basically the fastest growing real estate franchise, if you will, across America. It is a full service transactional based firm, which is a little bit different than what you've seen that's out there in the marketplace today, right? So typically you have full-service real estate firms that, from an agent perspective, right, you know, charges a split fee, basically for 20, 30, 40% of, you know, the agent's commission, so to speak, right?
Right.
And then for that, they offer you a lot of things like tech, you know, broker support, things like that. And then on the other side of it, you sort of have what they call a transactional-based firm where agents can just hang their license and they don't really get a lot of that tech support or the broker support. So we were able to kind of merge those two together without going into grave detail, where we're a full-service transactional-based firm where you get just a robust tech platform. Super, super support from our broker in charge. Her name is Kim Lineup. She's fantastic. She's also my operations manager for the firm. So you're able to get all of those things really at a 100% commission for the agent's perspective standpoint. So it's kind of a new way of doing things. We want to keep the money in the agent's pocket. Because we're very agent-centric, I guess, is the best way to say it. Right. And we want to do that because no one's done it before. And they do the lion's share of the work that's out there. So they should and it's hard work, especially in today's market with the multiple offer situations that we're in. So that's real big for us, and we're real proud of that. And that really, that full-service transactional-based business model is the reason that we're the fastest-growing real estate franchise in the country. So.
Yeah, so you know, without, I guess, you know, going into too much detail, kind of summarize that a little bit more detail, if you can,
sure.
Because that correlates a lot with Mortgage Right and how I've built Mortgage Right for the past couple years in kind of marrying these two different philosophies. How has that been implemented for you guys for JPAR Properties Group?
How's it been implemented?
Yeah, I mean, like, how do you bridge the gap between, you know, those two different models and create what you guys have done?
Well, first of all, you are our exclusive lender for JPAR Properties Group, which is really big. A lot of and that's big for our clients too, because a lot of these agencies out there will just allow any mortgage company to beat on their door, and whoever can get the deal is the best, as long as they pay them a certain amount of money, right? per month, to be honest, right?
Sure.
So the funny thing about the real estate industry and the differentiation between what you asked earlier about those traditional firms and what we do is we, you know, we have exclusive business partners such as yourself, right? So it's important to us to have someone like you and your firm, you know, that our agents can go to all the time. And that only that exclusive relationship without having to worry about anybody else. You know, we know that you're going to do the job that we need it, that our customers need done. So that's big for us. And exclusivity is really big for us. You know, we want to build a partnership with our vendors and our business partners. And that's kind of how the JPAR business model is focused, right? We're not just open to you know, to any vendor that's out there. We want to partner with the best, and that's the reason that our relationship and our partnership kind of occurred. So,
awesome. Yeah, you know, when I was looking, I've been doing mortgages for 16 years and been a part of those other models, right? Right. On the mortgage side. And when I teamed up with Mortgage Right, it was probably a lot of very similar to how you discovered JPAR. And created JPAR Properties Group in the sense that there's so much
confusion,
and greed, and I think there's a really great way to combine the two priorities of paying your people very well,
right,
and without passing that cost on to the client. And certainly for me, Mortgage Right, you know, had that opportunity where, you know, we're very, very lean and quite frankly, not greedy. And so I can still provide phenomenal rates and pay my people very well. I think on the real estate side, sounds like you guys have that same philosophy, which, again, is great for your clients. They're getting phenomenal service. But also, you know, our industries are you know, we do a hard job. I think, quite frankly, I think some people may look at what we do and not see 90% of what we do behind the scenes, right?
Right.
And so, you know, our people should be you know paid accordingly.
Absolutely.
Right. And so, it's always been what do you do? Do you take care of the client, or do you take care of your salespeople? You guys have found a way to do both.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, it sounds like that you guys have the same philosophy. And we've talked about this, you and I, in private before. And that's kind of where we are too, right? So there is a way in the marketplace, in our industry, and the mortgage industry is very, very difficult. And so is the real estate industry, right? But there is a way to marriage those two together, right? Take care of the client, which is the number one thing that we need to do. And the second thing is to make sure that our agents are getting paid appropriately for the work that they do. Because the real estate industry, as you know, as well as the mortgage industry, is very, very difficult, right? We are in, just to kind of go on a side note, right? So inventory is extremely low right now in the marketplace,
right?
And every single deal that our agents are in the midst of right now, in most price points, okay, are in multiple offer situations, right? And you really can't navigate that on your own, either if you're a buyer or a seller. It's become extremely difficult. It's not uncommon right now for our agents to be involved in 5, 6, and sometimes even up to 10 offers on a specific property.
Yeah.
So the agents have to be trained very, very well, and ours are exceptionally trained. Our technology platform, the broker support that we offer, even the owner support from me that we offer to help them navigate with their clients through this process is paramount in being able to win those multiple offer situations. And, you know, luckily I can say today that we're doing a really, really good job of that. We're winning more than we're losing. And there's specific secrets and technologies and things that help us accomplish that goal, you know, all for the benefit of the client. And how you tie that into what you were talking about earlier is being able to pay your employees and your salespeople well while providing the service to the clients, which is, you know, number one, is what we're able to do with the 100% commission philosophy that we have, right? We're not sacrificing any support, any tech, any training in order for them to keep 100% of their money. And that's big. So that's what's made us and your company so successful in being able to accomplish both of those goals.
For sure. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Todd Irwin, J. Parr Properties Group, the owner of J. Parr Properties Group. So you guys have been growing from not just from a national perspective, mm-hmm. growing rapidly, but here in Charlotte, you know, your office is, you know, growing rapidly. And so, and again, going back to, you know, the marrying those two philosophies of having the phenomenal support, you know, right. for your team, but also allowing them to actually keep
yeah.
the money and not having, you know, ownership or the company, you know, take such a big chunk. And I think that gets really attractive to the top people in the business, right?
Yes.
And so that helps you guys grow and establish even a better name. So what's been that process like getting the word out and creating? Because, you know, J. Parr Properties Group is still relatively new
sure,
on the
yeah.
scene.
Very well said.
And so how are you getting the word out to kind of, you know, attract those great agents that are, I mean, you guys are doing phenomenal service. So, you know, how do you get the word out for that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, I don't know that there's an exact number one answer for that. You know,
sure.
we don't do a lot of advertising. You know, we're kind of selective on who wants to join our firm. I hate the word culture, Brandon, because it always leads back to, like, I feel like Jim Jones, you know, drink the Kool-Aid. And you know, we have
great, and there's some out there that do that.
Yeah, you know, we have great culture. You know, that's so overused, right? So it's funny. We actually talk about this in our meetings a lot, you know, where we say, please don't use that word culture because culture, you know, no one's drinking Kool-Aid here. You
right.
know, there's not something. We are more of a family-oriented atmosphere in our office. And in fact, we have, you know, a family Facebook page you know, we have what we call family meetings, so
nice.
To speak. So we don't like the word culture, but, you know, the reality is from a productivity standpoint, right, we're very selective on whom we're bringing on board, right? We want people that have great experience and that are producers in the marketplace because, to your point earlier, if they're doing a lot of business, right, and they're with a firm that's taking 20 or 30 or 40% of their commissions, then, you know, they're not making as much. They're sacrificing money, really paying for the tech that's offered there or the so-called broker support. So for us, you know, we have all of that, but yet, you know, we just charge a transaction fee for the agent, right? So
right.
they keep 100% of their commission. So from a productivity standpoint, that is important to the top tier folks, because if you just look at the math, right, 20, 30, 40%, depending on the firm you're with, of the commissions that you would make as a real estate agent compared to 100%, it's the biggest no-brainer in the history of real estate, which I know you have a T-shirt that I've given you that says that on the back of it.
For sure.
Which is kind
sure.
of our funny little logos.
Yeah. And I would imagine, too, you know, when you give, you know, your salespeople the ability to retain all of the commission,
yeah.
I would imagine that it's even more motivational for them to go out and be even better at their job and to, you know, sell more and to provide even, you know, more excellent service.
Yeah, great point. In fact, to that point, just to add on, so since we opened up our doors really in the beginning of 2020, yeah, in the pandemic year, right?
Right.
Crazy. You know, we have grown more than we thought we would, given the global pandemic that's out there, right?
Right.
And it's funny, we are, from a retention standpoint, we haven't had one agent that's left since 2020. There's not a lot of firms that can say that.
Sure.
And to your point earlier, how we grow, right? So we don't do a lot of advertising, but a lot of our growth is from an internal standpoint. So our agents are so happy with what we offer, the support that they get, the training they get, the tech platform that they get, right? And of course, the more money they get to keep. They're out there talking to their realtor friends. It's like, you know, why are you here? This place is unbelievable. You know, just come talk to Todd or Kim and they'll walk you through the process. So a lot of our recruitment, a lot of how we're growing is through internal real estate agents that just, you know, love the business model.
Sure. I got to believe that, you know, a lot of other companies are going to be feeling the way that you and I felt when you started JPAR Properties Group, when I started Mortgage Right here in Fort Mill. You know, I wanted something more. Like, again, going back to marrying the two different philosophies of having great support, having all the bells and whistles, but not having, you know, somebody, you know, on the top just, you know, taking half of it, you know what I mean? And so I got to feel that, you know, that model is going to be, you know, grow and, you know, certainly JPAR from a real estate perspective is, you know, on the forefront of that.
Yeah.
I feel like Mortgage Right's on the forefront of the mortgage side. And as far as, you know, what we pay and without, you know, passing the cost on to the client.
Yeah.
And so clients always come first, right? But again, going back to the fact that, you know, we do a hard job. So,
but I think your point that you're making too is really important, because the more money you keep, right? I won't say the better service that you're going to get, but the more you believe, right?
For
in
sure.
the product line, the more you believe in what you're doing. And, you know, for us and for you, you know, we were able to marry those two together, and it's a winning formula. Right?
Absolutely.
And it won't be long before, and I tell people this all the time, and it may be the same in your industry, I'm not quite sure, but you will see the real estate industry change from what JPAR is doing across the nation. So if you fast forward just, or if you rewind back into 2011, so when JP founded the company in 2011 in Texas, from 2011 to 2018, you know, he actually, if you want to hear something really quick and funny, he actually left Columbia, South Carolina, which is close to here.
Right.
He worked for Jeffcoat, which a lot of people in this area may have heard of or know, but they're a very big real estate firm in Columbia. He was the number one producer there, and he had family that was moving to Texas. So he wanted to move back to Texas to be close to his family. So on the plane ride to Texas, he's saying to himself, how could I create a real estate firm that's different than what's in the marketplace right now? How can I create a real estate firm that offers everything that Jeffcoat offers me but doesn't take, you know, the percentage cut?
Right.
So on the barf bag on the plane, you know, he's writing this business model out. So he gets to Texas, and he opens up his first brokerage firm with that business model, which is the one that we have today, right? Full-service brokerage firm that's transactional-based. So from 2011 to 2018, it was so successful in Texas. And, you know, Texas is huge.
Yeah.
Right? So he opened up, like, 53 brokerage offices in a seven-year time period.
Wow.
In Texas. So as great any entrepreneur would do, what does he say? Well, this is great. You know, I'm making money, right? And
yeah.
I'm providing a service to both the clients in the market as well as the agent. So it's a win-win. So how do I make it bigger, right? So he franchises it. So from 2018 to today, we're now in 40, I think, that may be an overstatement. Let me rephrase, maybe 30. Mm-hmm. They're now in a two-year time period, JPAR's in 30 states across America.
Wow.
Because this business model is so, you know, it's the biggest no-brainer in the history
Absolutely.
Of real estate, right? So,
yeah.
And people are figuring it out. So it's a cool little story, and I'm proud to be a part of it because, you know, we want to help the clients and we want to help the agents too.
For sure. Yeah, and there's tends to be a decent amount of turnover in our industries.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you create a platform that gives, you know, your teammates, your salespeople, all the money that they generate, you know, they can't go anywhere else. You know, why would they want to go anywhere else?
Right.
Except for, you know, if they're getting the money, but they're getting no support. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Todd Irwin, owner of JPAR Properties Group. Todd, so again, the only reason they would leave is maybe if the support was so terrible that, you know, they couldn't close deals and get all the money, but obviously JPAR does it differently. Talk about that, and then transition into obviously we talked about how great it is from a salesperson side from
sure.
working with JPAR Properties Group. How does that transition into serving the client?
Okay, so from a serving the client standpoint, you know, we really have a very, very robust technology platform. So we're on the cutting edge. You know, we're able to help clients in multiple facets. And one of those ways is something that we call, which is JPAR SureSale, okay? And basically, anybody that is interested in knowing their home's worth or their home's value, no obligation, just simply go to jparpropertiesgroup.com. You are able to type in your address, and within a matter of seconds, you will see a screen full of information that, if you're not in the business, may confuse you.
Right.
But no, it'll be pretty simple. It'll show you, you know, basically your home's value and worth in different areas. There's a call to action on there if you want to know more and you want to learn more and you want someone to, you know, if you're ready to sell, if you want someone to navigate you through that process, just click the button and we'll be notified and we'll give you a call. But there is no obligation. I want to make sure.
Sure.
So if you're just wondering, if you're out there listening and you're just wondering, you're like, hey, you know, what's my home worth? I don't want to call an agent to come over,
right,
do a CMA, tell me what my home's worth, because then I feel obligated that I have to hire that agent.
Right.
Right. You know, we're in the new world. We're in a tech world right now.
For sure.
You should be able to find that information out without any obligation.
Yeah.
So just go to our website, jparpropertiesgroup.com, and you'll be able to do that. The robust platform that we have, speaking of the tech, and the training that we have, again, and leading back to how we service our clients, we're very selective on the agents that we do bring on board. Right. We want to make sure that the agents that are coming on board, we really have three different facets of it. But from a productive agent standpoint, we want to make sure that those guys are trained properly, using and able to use our tech platform, which is very robust, to help their clients, you know, succeed in these multiple offer situations, or if they're on the buying side, to understand the market, right, and how to win the house that they want to buy. And our training is something that's very important and helps our agents do that. The I did want to mention the portion of it too, which is basically, you know, we have a mentorship program too. So we don't want to say that we're selective and we only want to bring on board agents that, you know, are doing great business in the market. We do, right? But we also have a mentorship program. So if you're an agent out there, or if you're thinking about getting your real estate license and you're going to class to get your real estate license in school, you know, we have a system in place, a mentorship program that we kind of take on new agents or some that may already be in the market, but just haven't had the productivity level that they're seeking.
Right.
Because maybe their broker support wasn't great, you know, with their existing firm.
Right.
Yeah. Well, give us a call. We have that mentorship program available to you. It'll walk you through the process. It's almost like the books, Apple for Dummies.
Yeah.
You've seen those kind of books that are out there, right?
Right.
It's almost like Real Estate for Dummies. You follow our processes and our platforms through the mentorship program, you're guaranteed to be successful. It's great. It's absolutely wonderful. So from a client perspective, you know, we offer lots of that, and we can help our clients understand how to win both offers and how to maximize their ROI on the selling side.
Right.
Through our technology platform. So
obviously, you know, you guys have the jparpropertiesgroup.com website where people can find their home value. And if, you know, if they want to kind of, you know, get some more detailed information, they can reach out.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, this market, we need more sellers, you know. So I'd say, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, selling, you know, definitely go to the website, punch in your home value, and then reach out to, you know, Todd and his team and maybe get your house listed. Because, you know, talk about the lack of inventory and why it's, if you are thinking about selling,
sure,
why it's such a great time to sell right now.
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like I've been too detailed on my answers, but
I'll
try to cliff note a little bit for you. Sorry. Inventory is really low right now for a couple of reasons. The main reason is the global pandemic that hit, right, in January and February. What happened from a new construction builder and a custom home builder standpoint is it slowed that process down. A lot of the national builders that are out there said, hey, we need to find out how we're going to navigate through this. Products and materials that they buy to build the houses affected that as well. So for a short period of time, a lot of the national builders out there just stopped building.
Yeah, I know there was a big disruption in the supply chain of materials.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that was one of the causes for, you know, having inventory that is so low. And a lot of other people may be scared during a global pandemic. They don't want people coming into their house, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's highly contagious.
Right.
So you can't really blame them for that.
Right.
That leads into a whole different conversation about virtual tours and things that we can do that can help them through that process. But I think there's just a fear factor for, you know, the resale side of things, and the national builders is what kind of drove that inventory to a low peak. So because the inventory is low, that's how we got into the multiple offer situations. The good news for sellers in today's market is there is really no better time than to sell your house, because you are in a position of strength currently today, meaning there's not a lot of competition out there because inventory is low. And it's getting better, by the way, and it will open up a little bit more as these builders navigate through their constraints. But if you're not competing against a lot of other houses that are on the market, then you're in a position of strength. And it's not uncommon right now in these multiple offer situations where people are getting higher than market value for their homes. And the people that are buying those homes, and you've seen this, Brandon, we have talked about this because we have clients together that are buying houses, and they may be $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over the list price.
Yep.
And these buyers are bridging the gap if there is an appraisal issue, right? If the appraisal doesn't come back, let's say it's $10,000 short, these buyers are bridging the gap with cash. And so these sellers are walking away with a huge ROI on their house, unprecedented, really, that they wouldn't have seen if the market and inventory wasn't low.
Right.
So it's the best time if you want to sell your house and make money.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's the whole COVID pandemic issue is really, I think when it first hit, I think there was a lot of worries and a lot of concerns that, you know, we'd be into this huge foreclosure market like back in 2009, 2010.
Yeah,
I remember back then, you know, you drive down a street and every house, you know, had a for sale sign in it, you know? And that's just not the case these days. I mean, you can go through an entire neighborhood and maybe see one or two, you know, for sale signs. And it's and when you do, you typically don't see it very long because they're being snatched up, you know, day one, day two. So it's really just created a whole different dynamic, which, you know, to your point, you know, makes now you're really a fantastic time to sell, regardless if, you know, you want to, you know, move up or, you know, move down.
Or move over.
Or move over, you know.
Yeah, to your point, we're seeing like literally – depending on the price point. Now, there's a certain segment of the price point in the market that sells a lot faster than others, right?
Right.
I won't get into, you know, the range of that, but, you know, it's middle America, basically, right? So we're seeing those things, to your point, last for only like a day. Like, they'll list these things in the multiple listing service, these houses, and if you don't have your offer in by 5 o'clock that night with your client, you've missed out on that property. So that's how quick it's going. I mean, it's really, really crazy out there. So now more than ever, I would tell folks that you need a lender that understands what's going on, right, and can financially approve you. And that's why we've partnered with you, right, as our exclusive preferred lender,
right,
Mortgage Right. And we need someone that understands that, like you and I do, that can help the client navigate both on the mortgage side and on the real estate side. You can't go it alone. There's too much to understand that's out there, especially if houses are only lasting a day or so. You've got to prove them fast. We've got to get the offer in fast.
Yeah, I think there's this this misinformation that the market may be so hot. And I think maybe we're kind of talking about the buy side, but even on the sell side, there's this misinformation that the market's so hot, inventory is so low, I can just go list my house, you know, by myself and and not pay this, you know, commission, what have you. Talk about that and the faulty belief behind that, because I you know, as a mortgage person, I completely disagree with that. If I'm selling my house now, yes, the market's great. I'm still contacting, you know, a a professional real estate agent to handle that transaction for myself.
Sure.
And I think I'm more capable than your average homeowner.
You
know, having been
you
somewhat
are.
In the business for 16 years.
Yeah.
Talk about that and why that's not the case. Why that's not going to save them money. Why that's not going to get them to the closing table in a reasonably efficient manner.
Well, just from the standpoint of worrying about if you're doing something right, okay? As I mentioned earlier, now more than ever, you need someone to navigate you through this process. Let's say that you're selling it by yourself and you put the FSBO sign in your front yard. You know, what are you going to do when 10 people come and knock on your door, right? What about their qualifications? So there's a lot of things that people don't think about the reason that you need a realtor. A lot of folks in today's multiple offer situation won't accept any offers without a conditional loan commitment letter because inventory is so low. So the pre-approval letters, these individual FSBOs may not understand this or have thought about this, right? So you can get a pre-approval letter from anybody. It's really not worth the paper it's written.
It's really not. Unfortunately,
right?
It's really not.
Until you go through the underwriting process with the mortgage lender, right, with Mortgage Right, then you don't know if that customer is truly qualified or not. So let's say you accept a deal from someone that has a pre-qualification letter. You take the home off the market because you're under contract. And then 45 days later, when they're supposed to go to the closing table, things don't quite work out.
Right.
Right. What have you done at that point? You know, you've wasted time. You've wasted, the potential to sell it to others, the other nine that may have offered on your house. There's also a lot of real estate law and things like that come into play. From a seller's perspective, you have disclosures that a lot of people don't understand. What are you going to fix for the potential buyer? What are they asking you to fix? Do you want to go through that process? Do you want to sell it as is? Those are just a few of the things
right.
that people don't think about when they say, well, I can just do this myself. You can. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, you're talking about just a huge asset, a huge sale, and, a lot of things can go wrong.
Sure.
Ended up costing you a great deal of money.
That's exactly
right. If you're
right.
not represented, even from a legal standpoint. Like you said, the contracts these days get really in-depth, and, if you're not writing a good legal contract, then you're putting things at risk.
That's true. And what about earnest money and due diligence money? Those are two separate things that FSBO folks may not understand.
Right.
The difference between those two and what goes to the attorney, what goes to you, how much do you keep? You need a professional real estate agent and a professional mortgage broker to navigate you through both those processes.
Right. And if you're not represented legally, nobody's litigious these days. So you're good there.
Yeah, right. That's right. Don't worry about getting sued.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen at all these days.
The courts are just wide open. No one's doing that.
So on the buyer's agent side, Todd.
Yeah.
Obviously, multiple offer situations, navigating with the listing agent, with the seller. What are some of the things that JPAR Properties Group does that your agents do in order to, put the best foot forward in order to get their clients the deal in these multiple offer situations? Is there a technique? Is there, something that you guys train that, kind of puts you guys ahead of the curve?
Yeah, great question. So there is, and I don't know that I want to forego those trainings
sure.
On the air, but I will tell you that it is something that we talk about on our Tuesday meetings. Every single Tuesday, right? We do a lot of virtual meetings. You've been on a lot of them. And this topic comes up all the time. And you have to understand what you're doing to best service your client. That's where our technology platform and our training really pays for itself, right? So I'll give you an example. Some of the techniques that you have to understand, right, the seller's. If you're going in on a home and there's going to be six or seven offers on that house, you really need to understand the listing agent's CMA perspective, where they came up with it. You've really got to look and see how they came up with it and if the value of what they're offering that home is there first. And then through the training that we give, we take all that information into account, given the low inventory and the multiple offer situation. We use all of those things before we tell the client exactly what we think that you should do and how you should go in with your offer. And again, going back to way earlier in our conversation, we're winning more than we're losing on those multiple offer situations because of the training our agents have. And they explain that to their customers, and their customers are all on board. And we're winning, again, more than we're losing. So,
yeah. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. We're here with Todd Irwin, the owner of JPAR Properties Group. Todd, I think one thing that, you know, we talk a lot about on the show about actually having a full team of professionals in your corner going to bat for you. I think, you know, one of the issues that, you know, kind of comes up in these multiple offer situations is when you're making an offer, maybe you've got a client who just really wants this house. They don't write the contract, and this goes to, you know, having that team of professionals actually know what they're doing and having lots of experience like you guys do. Maybe they're only qualified for a certain amount. Maybe they don't from a down payment perspective.
Right.
And some of these clients may be riding in these offers way above price to get the house because they just got to have it, which, you know, is great.
Sure.
But maybe they're not actually qualified to do that, to bridge this gap, and maybe there's no appraisal contingency on the contract. You know, so, you know, talk about that, maybe some of the pitfalls that can happen, maybe from an inexperienced agent or something that someone is not being trained on things like this to notice these things. And how that works when you're working with your lender and an attorney and, you know, maybe the insurance side of things. What could maybe go wrong that when you're writing these contracts like that, like the appraisal contingency that, you know, kind of bridge that gap?
So that's where our relationship, right, is really paramount. And the reason that we partner together is, and one of the secrets really is, if you're going into multiple offer situations and you don't have an underwritten commitment letter, loan commitment letter, from your lender, you're already being disregarded as something that the seller is going to consider. Because, as we kind of mentioned earlier, the pre-approvals aren't worth the paper they're written on. So if you're a seller and you have 10 offers and four of them have pre-approval letters and the other six have, you know, underwritten loan conditional commitment letters. That's hard to say, by the way.
It is.
How do you say it? What's the right way to say it? How do you say it?
I typically just say it, a fully underwritten pre-approval.
Okay, fully underwritten pre-approval. Yeah. So if you don't have that, then the seller's agent on the other side isn't even going to consider your offer.
Right.
Right? So the relationship that you and I have is paramount. So our agents, you know, they go to you and they say, hey, look, and you're quick, which is great for us because we know that these things are going in a day or 2 days.
Right.
So when our agents call your firm and they say, hey, look, my client and I have identified a property we want to make an offer on, we need to make sure that they have the conditional loan commitment letter. And you guys have always been fantastic and readily on the spot to produce those for us. That's the most important thing. And the other processes that we talked about a little bit earlier with the ones we haven't are other ways that help us win those deals. But from a lender perspective, and you guys, you know, I always tell our agents, and they know this, but when they get a client, let's go ahead and talk to Brandon and Mortgage Right and his team up front, and let's get that conditional letter, go through the process, submit all your documentation that he's asking you for. So when you do identify the house, right, there won't be any problems.
Right.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's good for 30 days, right? And
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some are good for 45, but and most listing agents know that. So when they have that, then your offer already is moved up to the top.
Right.
Thanks to you guys. Yeah.
Well, we certainly appreciate the kind words. I mean, I think your agents do, you know, a phenomenal job of making sure that when they write the contract that they're taking care of the client's best interest as well. And so, you know, it's definitely a team effort. And, you know, there are so many things out there that, you know, can create issues when not done correctly, which is, you know, unfortunately happens a decent bit, especially nowadays when there's so many things to look out for. And, you know, I get calls all the time. Hey, we were under contract and my lender just told me that I'm no longer approved.
Yeah.
Well, you got a problem. I mean, this has happened a couple times this week, actually, alone. And, you know, there's certain things that, you know, the mortgage side, you know, working with, you know, the real estate side, when there's a great working relationship there, that can really steer clear of these issues that, you know, you hear these horror stories about, I was buying a house and XYZ went wrong and now I'm homeless. Well, you know,
now I'm living at the Motel 6.
In a van down by the river.
Yeah,
a van
down the river.
But, you know, it's so unbelievably important to be working with a team that is very experienced and work well together.
I think to your point, and that's well said, I think to your point that the reality and the service to the client that's out there, you have that same philosophy in mind as well as I do. We are never going to put our potential buyers in a situation where they're not in that scenario you just mentioned, where they've at the last minute someone comes back and says, oh, my lender screwed something up. It's,
right.
You know, by the way, we've never had that happen with Mortgage Right, which is
excellent.
One of the reasons why, you know, they were partners. And knowing that up front and getting that conditional loan commitment letter up front for our clients is part of that process, right? And you guys have been knocking it out of the park. We've never had a loan issue, and knock on wood.
Right.
It says I'm not supposed to hit on my desk, but I'm going to knock on it. We haven't had any issues like that, which is fantastic, and not a lot of agents can say that. So we feel blessed to be this with this partnership, and really because we haven't had those issues, it's kind of unbelievable if you really think about it.
Yeah, and it goes both ways too. Yeah. I can't say enough about JPAR Properties Group and the agents that you've got working with you and how you guys take care of the client and put them in a position to succeed. You know, so many, I won't say so many times, but it's enough of an occurrence out there where you've got either the lender or the real estate agent or somebody in the process pushing something that really shouldn't be pushed.
Yeah, agreed.
And they're looking out for themselves and not looking out for the client, and then it just creates a really big problems. I get so many calls on the mortgage side where, you know, they were quote unquote approved and it fell through, and you know, the due diligence just wasn't done early enough and up front, which is why we go to such great lengths, and we appreciate you pushing the fact that, you know, hey, get them fully pre-approved, not just pre-qualified, because it really does make a difference when you're actually reviewing documents. And we talk a lot about on the show, you know, what someone makes on their side may not be what the mortgage side gives them credit for.
True.
Two different things. And so, you know, getting those documents is a big piece of it. So,
well, a lot of people too, just to add on to your point, you know, a lot of folks and a lot of different business models that are out there, right? Just, you know, buyers, you could have bankers, you have people that, you know, blue collar that work, you know, a factory or whatever, and they all need loans, right? And a lot of them don't understand that process. They don't understand what it takes to buy a house today. We train our agents. The reason you need to call and get your underwritten commitment up front is because the process that the government, right, and the regulations that are in place today makes a home buyer go through can be very frustrating to the home buyer.
Right.
They may think it's invasive. You remember all this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like in the past, you could do, before the regulations were in place, before 08 and 07, right, the market crashed, you could get 100% no doc loan, just tell them, oh, hey, you know, I make $1 million a year. I'm going to need this loan. Oh, you don't need any verification. Good. And that cat works at McDonald's, right? Not there's anything wrong with that, but you can't buy $1 million house, you know, if you work at McDonald's.
Right.
So when those regulations came in place, the buyers are required to give you guys so much information. And it does feel invasive. And if you don't have a good real estate agent that's trained up front to say, hey, look, we'll find you a house, but you need to know, when you talk to Mortgage Right and you talk to Brandon, they're going to ask you for a lot of things, right? And you're going to feel like it's invasive. You're going to feel like they're diving into your personal. It's not Mortgage Right. You know, blame it on the government. These are the regulations that are in place. If you want to buy a house, you're going to have to do these things, right?
Yep.
So just suck it up, buttercup, right?
Yeah.
And just, you know, convince yourself in your mind that those are the things you're going to have to do in order to get that one.
So very true. And I think where a lot of loan officers, a lot of mortgage consultants go wrong is early up front, they try to make it seem not so daunting.
Right.
And they're maybe not asking for everything that they should be asking for. Or maybe they're inexperienced and don't know, based on the application, the additional documents that may be needed.
Right.
And so when they get those, they issue a pre-qualification based on partial information, going to contract – And then weeks later, oh, we need XYZ. Well, I don't have XYZ. Well, now we got
didn't
a problem.
Tell me about XYZ.
Right. You didn't tell me. So I think, you know, maybe it comes from a good place of trying to make the process simple, but sometimes it's just not a simple process.
Yeah.
Sometimes it is in depth. Sometimes it can be seen as invasive, but a good process gives you all that stuff up front. And make sure that when you go into contract, you're not putting your money at risk, that we're going to get you to the closing table.
Right.
So a totally different process.
Absolutely. And setting the prop, and you know how we partner in doing that for you, for, you know, for you guys too, is we want to set the proper expectation to our potential buyers up front.
Right.
Right. And that's to say, you're going to go through this stuff. Brandon's going to ask you for a bunch of stuff. So don't get offended. It's not him. It's, you know, it's regulations.
Just,
you know, it is in the famous words of New Yorkers. Right. It is what it is.
For sure. We want to get you to the closing table. I mean, that's really the bottom line. And without in the most efficient way possible. But sometimes, I mean, especially today in this COVID world, there's extra documentation that's required because they want to the banks want to make sure that you're going to pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're giving you several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah.
You know, it's I don't think people really understand that fact.
They don't grasp it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that on our training this past Tuesday when you were on. And, you know, we talked about the additional information that people need just because of COVID, right?
Right.
So the regulations that were in place in 08 and 09 made it more difficult. Well, then COVID hit. So now it's even more difficult than it was in 08 and 09, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's important that the audience knows that too, right?
So here's a crazy stat for you. So typically Fannie Mae, one of the two big agencies that buys all conventional loans, will update their guidelines about once a year on average. In the last 12 months, 15 different updates.
I was about to say how many.
15 updates, and because of COVID, you know, guidelines changing.
Yeah.
So again, all the more reason to work with very, very professional, experienced people who are on top of those things. Maybe you may be working with someone who's not, you know, up to date on the last three changes to the guidelines.
Yeah.
And that could be enough to get you into contract, and then you have an issue. Now your money's gone. You have no house. Things are not looking good for you because you're not working with someone who's keeping up to date with those things. But 15 different guideline changes in the last year.
That is crazy.
It really is. I mean, it's
and your team has to be up to date on that. So
absolutely,
with your almost 20 years experience in the marketplace, that's got to be satisfying for people that are actually with you. Well, look, we know mortgage right's not going to miss it.
Right.
So that's great. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we partner with you, right? So if you're not going to miss it, we know that the clients we bring to you are not going to miss
it. I'll knock on wood this time.
That's right. We're only human after all, right?
Absolutely. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. So Todd, we talked about, JPAR Properties Group, all the amazing things that you guys got going on from a support, from a tech perspective, and also allowing, your salespeople to keep what they actually earn.
Sure.
Anything else that, you think, our listeners, other people should be knowing about, JPAR Properties Group, how you guys conduct business?
Well, I mean, I think that we do it the best of anybody that's out there, but I may be a little biased.
Yeah, well, it's totally okay.
Yeah. Our office is located in South Charlotte, so it's conveniently located. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with Carmel Village, which is the little strip mall that's kind of right across from Carmel Commons. So we're kind of the gateway towards Ballantyne. So JPAR Properties Group services the 7-county metro. We're proud of this fact. We actually have agents strategically located in different parts of the market, all the way up to Concord. We have them in Lake Norman. We have them in Lake Wylie. We have them down in Clover, the upstate of South Carolina, which is really important.
Yep.
Fort Mill, Rock Hill, Indian Land, Lake Wylie. So we do have experienced agents in those markets. And that's important, too, when we talk about folks in specific areas, right? So a lot of folks want to hire a realtor that is knowledgeable, so to speak, of their market more than just saying, hey, I'll go and sell or list anywhere, right? So we have specific agents for specific corridors of Charlotte, which we're really proud of. And I focus heavily on making sure that we have those agents in those areas. So our telephone number, if you're interested in talking to us, is 704-256-8808. You can also get us at jparpropertiesgroup.com. and just click the contact button, and Kim or I will respond to you as quickly as possible. Let's see.
So
that's really all I can say as far as I think we've covered pretty much all that we do as a great real estate firm.
Great info. So covered everything that you guys do. So looking ahead, 2021,
sure.
for both buyers and sellers, what is Todd Irwin, what is JPAR Properties Group, what's your outlook on 2021 as far as the real estate market goes?
I think you'll concur with this comment, but the market is bullish.
Yeah.
You look at the stats, you look at what's transpiring from up north, there is a mass exodus.
And out west.
And out west of people from New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, actually. We're seeing a lot of those folks, to your point, out west, California and Washington. And we won't get into the reasons why, because everybody has different perspectives. But Charlotte is a very desirable place to live. We are an hour from the mountains, basically Kings Mountain, right around the corner. We're 3 hours from the beach. We have four seasons. Charlotte, I think, was just ranked, and don't quote me on this, I think we're the ninth fastest growing city in America right now, which is a pretty good number. Maybe it was sixth.
I know we're always top 10, and any study that comes out, you know, the greater Charlotte area is always top.
It is, and that includes the seven county metro. So people have figured it out. So I'm bullish on the market, to answer your question. I see the market increasing tremendously as the growth of the greater area, seven county metro, increases.
Right.
And the folks that are coming down, we're helping a lot of those folks to understand our market. And we're excited about 2021. We see a substantial growth both with the firm and in the market. And we're excited. How about you guys?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, what has been different over the past year for my typical business, you know, which I really just, for the most part, do help people purchase homes.
Sure.
But in the last year, you know, with the pandemic, you know, rates really took a steep dive to historical lows, and so it's opened up the door for just a lot of people, a lot of past clients to be able to refinance their loans, and I think that's going to continue through probably the second quarter of 2021. Purchases are going to remain phenomenal, and I think really for the foreseeable future, for all the reasons that you've said.
Right.
I think for the past year or so, we've averaged 100 people a day moving into the Charlotte area.
From other
places.
Sure.
Not to mention the people that you've got moving within Charlotte.
Resales, move over, move up,
Right. I think that trend is going to continue or really even increase with all the things that are going around in the country. Again, we won't get into why, but it's reality. People are moving to Charlotte because it's a fantastic area. And so I think that trend is going to continue of at least 100 people a day moving into the Charlotte area.
We just want 100% of the 100 people. That's all.
Right. That's not too much to ask, right?
Not at all.
But yeah, so, you know, it's I'm very, very bullish on our local real estate market. I talk a lot about, you know, real estate is really a local phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really look at a countrywide snapshot and say, well, that's indicative of what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. You look at Vegas right now.
Yeah.
Totally right.
Yeah.
You know, they've been shut down. Yeah. Their real estate market is a little struggling. Ours is not, and I don't see that changing. I see our market continuing to be phenomenal and a great time to both buy and sell. Great time to sell because you're getting top dollar. You know, it's a seller's market, but it's also a great time to buy because I think home values are going to continue to rise.
Agreed.
Rates are unbelievably low, increases your buying power. And so all those reasons, I'm very bullish on our real estate market for the next number of years. For sure.
So just to add on to that, right, you made me think of something. You've heard me say that before. Every time you talk, I'm going to think about this for a second. So the people that are moving into the marketplace from these other areas like the West and the North, right, the cost of living in the greater Charlotte area is so much lower than what they're used to.
Very true.
So, and they're buying so much more house, right, for their dollar that they can't believe it.
Right.
Right. So they need someone to help navigate them through that process, both on the mortgage and the real estate side. But because of that, it is a great time for sellers and buyers, because the seller's going to maximize their ROI, just to talk about that earlier. And the buyer, right, is still spending less than they would normally spend where they're coming from. So they see the value in that. And as our home values continually rise, they're going to gain equity in it, too. You know, right. You can't say it's always going to do that. But I mean, let's face facts. If you look at a 100-year snapshot of housing in the greater Charlotte area, I think it's a 2.6% YOY,
right,
which is year-over-year increase in home equity. And those are big numbers, right?
For sure.
And there are some, and depending on their location, obviously, but those numbers are huge. And you can look at an asset of a home and feel confident in what you're buying, especially if you're coming from these other markets. So you made me think of mentioning that.
I think, you know, this is not research, hopefully I don't get myself in trouble. But I would imagine that, let's say you're moving from New Jersey, with the taxes that you pay on your home, I would, and probably what your rate is now versus where rates are now and the property taxes down here, I'd imagine your payment would be the same. Let's say you bought a $400,000 house in New Jersey.
Right.
For the exact same payment, you're probably at $600,000 down here.
That's probably pretty accurate, I would think.
And so, you know, the buying power is just so much more. And so they come down here and
They're shocked.
They're
like, you mean I can get this and reduce my and pay less than what I was paying up there? I'm like, absolutely. You sure can. Let us show you how.
So if you're listening in New Jersey, give us a call, 704-999-6646. We'll get you in touch with J-Par Properties Group, Todd Irwin, and get you a fantastic home, a home that you can't believe that you live in, because it's so much nicer than the one you live in now for the same price. Todd Irwin, J-Par Property Group, thanks so much for joining us, man. Great information. Appreciate you being here.
And
appreciate working with you. You guys are phenomenal.
Likewise.
Look up jparpropertiesgroup.com. Get a free home quote on your value. Get some information. And thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend, and we will catch you guys next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and DKK's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.